This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm watching the TV over my shoulder, and I was getting a kick out of some of the posts by people from Alabama on what their thoughts are on Judge Roy Moore. And the first thing I was thinking is nobody's going to take them serious, right? They're gonna laugh at these people. You all know this is true. They're going to laugh at those people, right? Not going to give them any credit. They're, oh, that's because those are those people from down there. They're Christians. They hold on to their guns and their Bible. And, of course, they're going to stick up for a guy like this. There isn't any Christian that I know, any sane, non-drunk Christian that I know, that would condone what Judge Roy Moore did to those young girls, if he did that. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. I love how you guys like the paint. I've seen some of the emails. I've seen some of the tweets. I've seen some of the conversation. You know what? Seriously. There is a Christian in his right mind, or conservative in his right mind, that's going to support someone who actually did that. Now, if he's just been accused and is for, where is the ongoing pattern? That's all I'm asking. Where's the ongoing pattern? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you're afraid, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be afraid of any of them. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time you get involved, get engaged. Because I do want you involved and engaged. I don't want you just listening. You know, I used to say, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Do something. Do something more than just sit there and listen and nod your head up and down. Get involved in local government. Get involved. Make sure you make a difference. I don't care if it's poking your local legislators, helping somebody get elected, helping somebody get thrown off a board, whatever it is, get involved and get engaged. Seriously. All right. The Dems are at it again, right? The Washington Post has been fact-checking Senate Democrats and what they've been saying about the new GOP tax plan. And the Washington Post was more than happy to call these guys out on some of the things that they were saying. Now, the Democrats have been telling their constituents the GOP tax plan reform bill would increase taxes on most middle-class families. That's when the Washington Post chimed in to say, well, wait up, not so much. Right? In their fact check, they found that the Democrats were playing a bad game of telephone. See, it all started when the Democrat Policy Communications Committee released a report claiming the average tax increase on families nationwide earning up to $86,000 a year would be $794. Democrats like Senator Kamala Harris and Bob Casey ran with the numbers and posted them on their Twitter pages. On average, middle-class families earning less than $86,000 would see a tax increase under the Republican tax reform plan, wrote Harris. Now, I want you to know, she was an AG. She was the Attorney General for the state of California. Right? You think she'd know how to read something. I'm just saying. The average tax increase on families nationwide earnings up to $86,100 would be $794. That's what Bob Casey put out on his Twitter as well. But as the Washington Post explains, this talking point was swiped from a document released from the Democrats on a joint economic committee. So they took their own talking point, read the first line of it, didn't go any further, and ran with that. Now, in the original report, the committee explains that 8 million households that earn up to $86,000 will see a $794 tax increase. 8 million. Now, that nuance was all lost once it got in the hands of the Democrat Policy and Communications Committee, who made it sound like the tax increases would affect all working-class families. Didn't we just hear recently that, you know, the $86,000 was a lot of money to be paid, as far as the Dems were concerned? Come on, think about it. Now, they earned four Pinocchios for this. In their haste to condemn the GOP tax plan, Democrats spread far and wide the false claim that families making less than $86,000 on average would face a hefty tax hike. Actually, it's the opposite. Most families in that income range would get a tax cut. And a majority of people fall in that range. A majority of households fall in that range. So why do they need to lie about it? This has been my argument all along. Why do the Dems feel the need to lie about these situations? Is it to confuse? Is it truly to be nasty? Why are they doing this? And as my book says, there's a whole chapter on why they have to lie to win, or why do they have to lie to win? I want to know. Do they think that it's okay to do because it's at all costs? Do they think that maybe some of them do believe it's a bad deal and they have to lie about it to get it across? Because ultimately it might just work out. It might happen, right? God. And the Washington Post went further. Right? They noted a few positive things about the GOP bill, which said more than 97 million or 80% of the Americans will receive a tax cut, doing the math the same way the JEC staff did. We come up with an average tax cut of about $450 for those 97 million households. That's at least a car payment. That's a couple of months worth of gas. That's the books for your son's college. Or some of them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, lots of crazy stories we're gonna talk about tonight. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, I always enjoy the time that you guys spend with me here and straightening me out, sending me texts, sending me emails, telling me what are you talking about or asking me what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I'm talking about sometimes. Some of these stories go so far over my head, they make me nuts. You know, seriously. I look at them and I go, I don't want to see this. I don't want to know. I don't want to try to scrub this out of my brain. I'm just not there with you. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay. Donna Brazil criticized Barack Obama. I can't even get his name out anymore. I was hoping to forget it by now, but apparently that's not going to work. No, really. Because he's like a bad rash. He just keeps coming up, mostly at the most inopportune opportune moments, but he's just always there, just under the skin. So Donna Brazile, you know, the former DNC chairwoman, said the Democratic Party was leached out of its vitality by former President Barack Obama. Before you go sending me nasties, you know, those of you guys on the left, this isn't me. Okay? This is the Miss, I guess she's Mrs., right? Mrs. Brazile's firsthand account of what happened. Now, you're going to go after her. That's fine, but don't come after me. I'm just telling you what she said. So, she said, think about this. I want you to think about this. The party was leached of its vitality. I wonder what that means. We had three Democratic parties, the party of Barack Obama, but we've known this. People on the right have known this for a long time, that there were two camps. I didn't know there were three. She goes on to say, we had the party of Barack Obama, the party of Hillary Clinton, and this week's little vestige of a party led by Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That was the, you know, and again, you could see that happening. You could see what was happening. If you couldn't, you're no activity between the ears. You know what I'm saying? And Schultz was doing a very poor job getting people who were not president elected. Brazile wrote in her newly released 2016 campaign tell-all, the book, you got it. You know, I hate normally to support somebody like this or something like this, but I'm willing to in this case. I want you to get the book, Hacks, the inside story of the break-ins and breakdowns that put Donald Trump in the White House. Brazile accused the 44th president of caring deeply about his image and using the committee to act as a bank for his personal political expenses. Gee, anybody shocked by that? Obama used the party to provide political expenses like gifts to donors and political travel. Brazile wrote, adding that the politician also used the DNC funds for his pollster and focus groups. Later into his second term, although, he couldn't run for president again. This was not working to strengthen the party. He left it in debt. Hillary bailed it out so that she could control it. Think about that. He left it in debt. Hillary bailed it out so she could, of course, they're going to let you do whatever you want to do if you're going to come in with the bucks. Debbie went along with it, all of this, because she liked the power and the perks of being the chair. She just didn't want the responsibility. She didn't want to do anything. She added that although she believed Obama, Clinton, and Schultz loved the party dearly. Right. So as you're slapping your wife around, you can tell her how much you love her.
No, you can't.
Think about it. Think about what they're saying. Right? They loved the party so much that they spent it dry. They left it in debt. They didn't care. They stepped all over people. Is this their viewpoint of loving something? I'm just curious. I don't understand this line of thinking. She said, "This was not the work. They weren't working to strengthen the party." Well, that. I'm not even in the party. I can figure that out, right? She goes on to say, I knew that these three did not do this with malice. I knew if you woke any of them up in the middle of the night to ask them how they felt about the Democratic Party, they would answer with sincerity and say that they loved this party and all it had done for the country. Should I list those? Yet they had leased it of its vitality, and we're continuing to do so and drain it dry. Brazile, who assumed the DNC role in the interim following Schultz's resignation, see, that's what I mean. You go ahead and you rig an election in the Democratic Party, they just move you laterally to another group. Schultz didn't lose her place in the DNC. Right? She got a job with Hillary, who was running the DNC, and I said at the time, she moved laterally, right? She never really lost her job, if you would. And all this came about after the leaked emails of 2016. They showed the committee conspired to sabotage Senator Bernie Sanders. And they've been facing heat for speaking critically against members of their own party in the recent months. I mean, again, I'm glad she's doing this. I'm glad she's hitting hard. I'm glad, and even if she's doing it just to sell her book, even if she's doing it just to get back at them, at this point, I don't care anymore. Truth is truth. It's just like the Russians. Even if the Russians released all that information to nail Hillary, they didn't skew it. It's real information. They really wrote it. They really thought it. So why do we find that problematic? That part I won't understand. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, this is a good time for us to hit hard with the Democrat Party. Seriously. This is a time for us to go at them guns blazing. And I don't mean that viciously. And I don't mean that in a physical attack on them. And I say that because some of you that I know are in there will twist my words. But, I mean, you can't let up. You have to keep the pressure on these people and what they're doing. You have to keep the pressure on the hypocrisy. Don't let them tell you that was in the past, like they tried to tell me last night. Right? Character is character. Past, present, future. Some people change, but they work really hard at it. They sincerely wish to change it. You know, otherwise it doesn't change at all. Head to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the live chat that's going on there. If you don't have a Facebook page, and that's where you want to be. We also do have a Facebook page, feed, whatever. I can't wait to get to this next story. George Takei's in the news again. Why do you think? Come on. I'll give you 27 guesses. Your first 50 don't count. How's that? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think I did that backwards. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Listen, I get so excited about this stuff. Head up to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you were taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. Those things you were taught to hate, you don't have to. All the labels the left gave me, whatever. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, this stuff in Hollywood, it runs rampant, and it's been around for a long time. And, you know, it's just taken on a whole new universe of its own, is it not? Guess who's in the news today? George Takei is in the news again. He's accused of sexually assaulting former model in 1981. Now, accuser Scott Brunton says that he was groped by the Star Trek icon at the actor's Los Angeles condo. Why would you go there? Whatever. Star Trek, so sexual assault in 1981, right? So what's that, 20, 30, 40, whatever. Even he's not guilty yet, even though he's been accused. He's not guilty yet until this is proven. Right? Scott was 23 at the time. The alleged incident claims that Takei took advantage of him when he was most vulnerable. This happened a long time ago, but I've never forgotten it, Brunton tells. See, and this is what I was talking about today with another group, and saying that these women that are abused, these women that are assaulted, they never forget. What a slap in the face with one of these comedians or what has you says, hey, I it was a long time ago. I don't recall. I don't remember. I might have been drunk or, you know, whatever. What an insult. Brunton tells the Hollywood Reporter in an interview, it's one of these stories you tell with a group of people when you are recounting bizarre instances in your life. This always comes up. He says, I've been telling it for years, but I'm suddenly very nervous telling it. Brunton says he was living in Hollywood in 1981 when working as a waiter at the beginning of a career as a commercial actor. Commercial actor as opposed to what, a private actor? What the heck is it?
Commercials.
Oh, commercials. Hey, I told you I'm not the sharpest guy in the room.
That's me.
And when he met the 43 or 44-year-old Takei, one evening at the Greg's Blue Dot Bar. I don't know what that is. The men exchanged numbers and would call one another from time to time, as well as run into each other at clubs. When Brenton broke up with his then-boyfriend, he spoke with Takai. He said, hey, let me know what your new number is, and I did. And long after that, and not long after we broke up, I moved out. George called me. Boy, that was fast. Takai, as Brenton tells it, invited him over to dinner and to the theater. He was very good at consoling me and understanding I was upset and still in love with my boyfriend. He was a great ear. He was very good about me spilling my heart out on my sleeve. The two men went back to the actor's condo for a drink the same night. We have a drink, and he asked if I would like another, Brenton recalls, and I said, sure, why not? So I have a second to drink, and then all of a sudden, I began feeling a very disoriented and dizzy. I thought I was going to pass out. I said, hey, I need to sit down. He said, hey, sit over here. I know, it's a blow-by-blow. What can I tell you? And it was a giant yellow beanbag chair. We just got rid of our giant black beanbag chair. Or did you hide it somewhere?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I think I finally got rid of it. Wait a minute.
Don't look at me. Keep going. I didn't touch it.
He says, I sat down, leaned my head back, and I must have passed out. Next thing I remember, I was coming to, and he had my pants down around my ankles. He was doing something to me and trying to do something more to me and blankety blank, blankety blank, and all this other stuff. I just know, I can, no way I can do this. Brenton says, I came to and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I don't want to do this. He says, hey, you just need to relax. I'm trying to make you comfortable. Get comfortable. I can't do Takai's voice. I wouldn't even try. It's just kind of creepy. So anyway, he finally pushed Takai off. He managed to get his pants on, get himself together. He said he walked out, went to his car, and he waited until he felt well enough to drive home. This isn't something you forget. Takai shouldn't forget this. And again, I say, he is innocent until proven guilty. He's innocent until these charges are brought, and he goes to court, and he's found guilty. Let's just be clear about it, okay? And we can't, I know, I get the statute of limitations is just kind of, it's got to be relooked at. It's got to be rethought through, don't you think? You can't just let this stuff happen and blow it off. You can't let somebody come back at you, as Andrew said, 50 years later. That's not right either. At some point in time, you have the guts to come up. You have to say something at some point in time. On October 29th, when Anthony Reap, an actor starring in the latest Star Trek series, claimed that Spacey sexually assaulted him while he was a minor, Spacey later apologized, came out as gay in response when power is used in non-consensual situations. It's just wrong, Takai said. Take it again. Takai's comment about Spacey. When power is used in a non-consensual situation, it's wrong. I wonder if that ever happened with Takai. Brenton says he found Takai's response infuriating. And he just, you know, again, think of the hypocrisy we've been hearing over the last few days. Think of the hypocrisy we've been hearing in with all these Hollywood types, all these morally bankrupt people. Now, I won't say every one of them. There are some decent people in Hollywood, but they're far and few between. When do we take it back? When do we, again, it's all about the power of the purse. Look what's happening at the NFL. You can make the same thing happen to Hollywood. You've seen it happen. Sam Sorbo, whose latest movie, Let There Be Light movie, go to lettherebelightmovie.com. But in her latest movie, they don't want us in there. They want her to prove pre-ticket sales. They want to, you know, there's a lot of theaters that just wouldn't take it at that time. When do we fix this, people? When are you willing to fight? When are you willing to get in there and get dirty? When is that going to happen? And I'm not saying you fight dirty. That's not what I mean at all. But again, we're fighting with gentleman rules when we shouldn't be. You know, Google, Facebook, YouTube, you get down to all of these, they're not playing fair either. They're playing legally in most cases. but they're not playing fair. And the way you hurt them when they're doing that is with dollars, with money. That's the way you make it happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always interested in what you have to say. Always interested in the stories that you throw at me. Willing to go down that road. I just had one up here that I was going to do. That I was very much excited in doing. But that would have been too easy, right? Anyway, and that's the other thing that you heard alluded to. These nighttime, the late night comedians. They're having a hard time with this. They don't know what to do with it. Right? James Corden, I don't even know some of these people. Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah, Conan O'Brien. I mean, all these guys that love beating on Trump, loving talking about how great they are. And isn't it funny? Wouldn't you love to line up all those comedians, all those actors who have been groping and sexually abusing now that we found out for years and years and years, the ones that made fun of Trump, the ones that called Trump out? Wouldn't it be great to line them up and say to the point blank, hey, what's your excuse? You talked about how bad they were. You talked about how bad these people are, terrible they are. And you were doing the same thing. Think about this. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. God, they're not working tonight. Roy Moore, one of his accusers, apparently worked for the Clinton campaign. Now, that in and of itself, so we're clear, I don't see that as a big deal. I really don't see that as a major league problem. Because, you know, people voted for Clinton. Actually, people worked for Clinton probably didn't vote for Clinton. People need a paycheck. They need to work. There's expertise. One of the women that accused Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual impropriety reportedly worked as a sign language interpreter for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. We'll get more into this on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Don't go far. We want to talk about a lot more when we come back.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I know there's, 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, whatever. Which you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe is shows me how high your IQ is. So, I jumped into the story about the late night, what do you want to call them? Comedians? Comedian-less? I don't find them, these guys aren't as funny as Jay Leno used to be. Or maybe it's me. Maybe it's that stupid humor that makes me crazy. James Corden. I don't even know who he is.
It's because you're old, Joe.
Stephen Colbert. Trevor Noah. I hear somebody or something laughing, but I don't know who it is. Conan O'Brien. I mean, when you go through these guys, there's nothing there, right? And they really can't get a handle on Trump's visit, Putin's response, and what's going on in Asia. They don't know what to do with all this. One of the comics said, for a presidential candidate who had nothing but criticism for China, President Trump now seems to have nothing but praise for the country and its leader. Again, I say, read the art of the deal. Right? You don't get people to do what you want them to do by telling them what jerks they are. So when he shows up there finally and he's got them face to face, the doors are closed, and I'm glad he doesn't tell us everything that he says to them. When that's going on, not a problem. Right? He's probably told them, look, I'll back off the negative rhetoric. You guys got to get your act together. Late night comic Trevor Noah compared the Beijing leg of Trump's Asian trip to the popular reality TV show, to a popular reality TV show, I'm sorry. Find out who got the rose in today's Best of Late Night. You know, we'll put the clip up later on. There's a whole group of these comedians, and they're lousy. It's not funny. And it's not because it's Trump. It's just not funny. You know, you got, what's his name? That Trevor Noah fella. I've listened to him a half a dozen times, thinking, okay, you know, maybe it's my disdain for him that's keeping me from liking him. I'm telling you, I couldn't drink enough to like the guy. Or to like his humor, I should say. Right? I mean, seriously. Let's see, what else we got here? This is a good one. This one you'll love. Apparently, the NAACP wants it's California NAACP, which makes it even better. They want the national anthem fixed/changed because it's racist. Now, is it the red glare? Is it the bombs bursting? I don't know. I don't understand. Right? So the NAACP in California may be able to do what the British were not, which is destroy the Star Spangled Banner. Now, the state NAACP leaders are calling for Congress to change the national anthem, calling the Star Spangled Banner one of the most racist pro-slavery, anti-black songs in the American lexicon. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. He was a slave owner. He also opposed giving slaves freedom. Yeah. That makes the whole song, listen to the words, that makes the whole song bad. The NAACP says that they just want a song that doesn't disenfranchise part of the American population. It's racist. It doesn't represent our community. It's anti-black, according to the state NAACP leader, Alice Huffman. She was specifically referring to the song's third verse. And in case you don't know what it is, I will not be singing it, but I will tell you what it is. And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave. From the terror of flight, of the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave. Or the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, by a raise of your hands, how many of you have really ever heard or recited that verse before? Because most of them, what do? We just do the first verse, right? Yeah. It's all we ever do.
Yeah, most people don't even know there's multiple verses.
You don't have to make it worse. We know people are tad dull, okay? But yeah, she's right. Most people don't know there's more verses than one. So she goes on to say, the song is wrong. We didn't have it until 1931, so it won't kill us if it goes away. Well, yeah, you know what? How do you know? It's not going to kill us, of course. But you guys are running around. I'm not talking about the NAACP. I'm talking about hardcore left progressives in general. Running around wanting to change every aspect of anything in this country that kind of sort of smells bad or racist or with slavery. You know, I was talking to somebody today who felt like they knew about slavery. They knew, now they were an African-American person, but like they understood slavery. And the same thing when we see these clips on TV where young people in the African-American community don't know what the Civil War was about. They think it was a war we fought with Japan in the 1960s to win our independence. They have no clue as to what it is. They don't understand that people fought and died for their freedom. Now, it may not have been, some people say Abraham Lincoln didn't want to free the slaves. I don't care. Most of the people fighting were fighting for their freedom. The white blood that was shed for their freedom, even though white blood and red blood, black blood, aren't any different. Right? So I love hearing this stuff on a regular basis, and I've learned over the last few weeks that when it comes to slavery, did you know that there were a bunch of the colonies that wanted slavery gone? Right? That they actually, now, before we became a country, before we passed the Constitution, before we did all of that, before we had our own Congress, we would have to, as the colonies, we would have to vote on something, and it didn't go to the king unless it was unanimous. Right? And many of the so-called states decided they wanted to do away with slavery. There was a bunch of states that wanted to do that. And they agreed, and they voted on it, to abolish slavery. They sent it to the king, and the king said, you will not abolish slavery, you will keep slavery. The king. They sent it to the king. And some of our founding fathers became some of the first abolitionists that we've ever truly known. Right? And they were doing it secretly. So to say that our founding fathers wanted it, we've always wanted it, and it's just all wrong. You've got to go back and pay attention. I'm still learning. I'm still learning the realities of this. I'm tired of hearing it doesn't matter because we had it anyway. No, it does matter. It does matter when you know that white men did fight, truly disliked slavery, and did fight for it. And for those of you who say, well, then why did they have slaves? Well, why don't you read some of the notes of our founding fathers? Whether you agree with it or not, they treated their slaves like family. They treated their slaves as well as they would anybody else. And they knew if they simply freed their slaves, somebody else would pick them up and enslave them. They'd have absolutely no rights whatsoever. Were they all just and right? Of course not. Nobody is. But they were working at it. They were, like I always say about this country, we work to make it better. We work to make it right. The folks who are waging war on American traditions, history, they're not going to be content until they bulldoze over every symbol of this great nation, until they do away with every Jefferson monument, anything to do with Washington, anything to do with any of these guys. The flag and the national anthem unite us as Americans. I mean, come on, think about it. Protesting our flag, national anthem, doesn't do anything with show division. It disrespects the diverse Americans who proudly fought and died for the country. Your real social change, real change doesn't take place by shoving it in somebody's face. It has never worked. It's not going to work now. If the NAACP is successful, the question becomes, who'll be tasked with writing a new anthem? I don't know. Maybe Lady Gaga can come up with something we can all agree to. Beyonce, 50 Cent, maybe Colin Kaepernick, and we get a job for him rewriting this. But I'd rather see, like Todd Starnes would, Charlie Daniels and Lee Greenwood. What do you think of that? Then we have Reba come in there for a little, fill in the edges. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you got a story? You got something you want me to do? You got something you want me to talk about? Send it to me. Send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I'll take a look at it. I'll tell you what I'm really interested, I haven't read the story yet, but it looks very interesting. It is, ladies and gentlemen, will no longer be welcome on the New York City subways. What the heck is that all about? What do you want? Riffraff? Thugs? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.